This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A vaccinated adult from Arapahoe County is confirmed to have measles. It's the state's seventh case and another that's been traced to an international flight. The adult flew on Turkish Airlines Flight 201, which arrived at DIA on May 13th. The state says a passenger from another state was confirmed to be infectious on that flight, and another passenger, a child from Arapahoe County, was also confirmed to have measles this week. Colorado voters will have to wait a few more months to get a peek at the financial situation of their Congress members, CPR's Kaylin Kim reports.
Most Colorado House members have requested extensions to file their annual financial disclosures, meaning it won't be until mid-August when we get a glimpse of the assets and other forms of income of the state's Congress members, as well as their financial liabilities. According to their offices, Republican Representatives Gabe Evans and Lauren Boebert both filed their disclosures, but they've not yet been uploaded into the system. Both of Colorado's senators also filed their disclosures, which are now available online. I'm Kaylin Kim, CPR News.
As expected, Colorado, Denver, Aurora, and several other places in the state have landed on a list of so-called sanctuary jurisdictions issued by the Trump administration. The Department of Justice is threatening to withhold federal funding from places that don't actively aid in enforcing federal immigration laws. Colorado and city officials argue that they are only required not to obstruct federal immigration agents in their work and don't have the resources to provide help enforcing federal law. The dispute is likely to be resolved in court in future weeks. This is CPR News and KRCC.